The Department of Children has announced that St John Ambulance Ireland will carry out an independent review into the management of child sexual abuse allegations in the organisation. It will be led by the internationally recognised expert in child protection, Dr Geoffrey Shannon. Our social affairs and religion correspondent Alva Keneally joins us now. Alva, how did the review come about?
Well, the Minister for Children, Roderic O'Gorman, he met with St John Ambulance before Christmas last year to discuss the subject of historical sexual abuse allegations. Now, St John's Ambulance, it is a charitable organisation and it teaches the practice of medical first aid. So you're talking about a very big organisation with thousands of volunteers. And in its terms of reference into this review published last night by the organisation, it states that it's aware of a number of complaints of sexual abuse of members under the age of 18 years going back 20 years ago regarding a former volunteer. So effectively, this was the initial basis on which the review has been established. And I understand a number of victims have already come forward. And there has been liaison with the Gardaí to ensure that there's no overlap with ongoing cases in relation to St John Ambulance.
Do we know at this point how comprehensive the review will be?
Well, considering it's been carried out by Dr. Geoffrey Shannon, it's expected to be very comprehensive. He was the government's special rapporteur on child protection from 2006 up until 2019. And he was a lead author into the review of the deaths of almost 200 children in state care between 2000 and 2010. And victims that come forward for this review, they'll be telling their stories to him. Now, in terms of the terms of reference set out, they show that the review will look into the manner in which the complaints in relation to sexual abuse that were made to the organisation were dealt with when the issue first emerged 20 years ago and then again 8 years ago, and it'll examine how those complaints were dealt with in relation to government guidance on child protection and St John Ambulance policies at that time. Now, it'll also look at any other complaints regarding grooming or abuse, and then it'll assess current arrangements in place for the protection of children and vulnerable adults.
And has St John Ambulance agreed how the review will be funded and resourced?
We don't have an insight into details yet on how much the review will be funded. But if you take into account that the minister met with St John Ambulance in December and the review was then announced last night, in that context, it has happened relatively quickly. But victims have yet to be directed on how they can contact Dr. Shannon and his team. Now, I understand it'll be a small team. It'll be a victim-led approach. So people who do come forward, their stories will be taken in confidence. But the review is also going to have to trawl through all of St John Ambulance files going back decades. So this is an organisation which was established almost 100 years ago in this country. So there's quite a bit of work involved, and this could lead to a substantial amount of information being unearthed. But funding will have to be worked out, because I understand that the team is scheduled to begin its work in a matter of weeks.
Thank you very much, Alva. Alva Keneally, our social affairs and religion correspondent.